Hello, friends. This is Cliff Knight from Equippers International. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. We want to lift up Jesus and provide a place for you to learn more about Him and to grow in your relationship with Him. If you find the podcast helpful, feel free to share it with others. We believe it will be a source of blessing and encouragement, and you will be strengthened in your relationship with Jesus. Hello, welcome back to the Equippers International Podcast. We're in Romans chapter 8. In this episode, we're going to read verses 28 and 29, probably some of the most well-known verses in all of chapter 8. Paul says, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to purpose. For those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, so that He would be the firstborn among many brothers." Now, I'm going to stop there and just talk about these two verses in this episode. Now, as I mentioned already, these are very popular verses, especially Romans 8, 28, perhaps maybe the most quoted verse from the whole book of Romans. "For God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God and those who are called according to His purpose." Some people, myself included, have looked at this verse as somewhat of a great promise that God is going to use everything and work it all together for my good in my life. And it says that. You say, "Well, Cliff, what's wrong with that?" And I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. But I just think there's a deeper principle at work. Because what happens if we're not careful, we'll just fall into that same old trap, believing that God is just in the business of making everything good for us. And He does. He uses everything for our good. But I think the focus that I want to draw our attention to is this notion of good. What is it that God is doing that is good? And I believe that it's linked specifically to what Paul says. He does it for our good because it's according to His purpose. That's where the connection is. The connection has to do with what God's purpose for our lives is. And on one level, many of us consider the purpose of God for our lives to be something very personal, very unique, and many Christians spend their whole lives kind of turning their wheels trying to figure out why they're here. What has God placed me here to do? What am I here for? And so on and so forth. And I'm not saying there's not an element of truth to that as well. But I do think there's a much higher place in God's purpose. And I believe Paul's leading us to see what that purpose is right here in these verses. He's saying that God is going to work in everything in our lives for the good because it's according to His purpose. And His purpose, He predetermined, He decided long before that His purpose was to bring us into the image of Christ, that Christ would be the firstborn among many brothers and sisters. You see, God had a purpose from the very beginning that He would have a family. And His desire was such that Jesus would be the firstborn in that family and that He would be the one that set the image. And the image in Christ is what God is busy conforming us all into because He wants us to be like Him. And Jesus was the exact image and representation of the Father. That's what the writer of Hebrews tells us in chapter 1, verse 1. Not because He was just divine. He did it because He came in the form of a man and He lived a human life in the perfect protocol, in the perfect way that a human is to live. And we've talked about this before, in total dependence on God, in total reliance on the Spirit, in loving as God loves, showing humanity exactly what being human looks like. And then He comes along and says, "I want you to participate in this with me," because our expression of humanity in and of ourselves is broken. It's been tainted. It's been ruined by the effects of sin. And so this is what God is coming to restore. And He restores and redeems us and then sets us into His great purpose, His purpose to make us like Him. So when we look at this verse and we read, "Oh, God's going to cause all things to work together for good," Well, be careful how you define good, because we all have a preconceived idea of what is good for us. And I can promise that most of the time, if not all the time, it's misinformed because we still eat from the wrong tree, so to speak. We're not to eat from what is good or bad or right or wrong. And our judgment of good always falls short. But God knows what is good, and what is good is that we be like Him. That's His purpose, and that's what He's moving us toward. So just on a very practical note as we end this episode, I want to leave you with a thought. Instead of focusing on the circumstances and all the situations and all the things that come along in life, whatever you might be facing now, and taking up this verse as a promise that it's all going to work out for good, well, I can't promise you that in the natural, it always works out for good. But what can happen is that God can use everything that we're going through and work it towards the end goal of us being like Jesus. So here's what I encourage people to do. Start asking the right question. Don't have the perspective of, God, what are you doing to turn all this into good for me? Have the perspective that asks the question, God, what are you doing in and through all these things for my good to make me like Jesus? Therein lies the real important question. And I believe Holy Spirit will always be showing us how He's working in and through everything in our lives for this divine good purpose. So be strong and courageous and love Jesus more.